it's a lot of things. It's you know, all the things that you would normally think of, really, which is holiday parties that typically, you know, require folks to leave the office a bit early, you know, catching up with clients potentially for, you know, breakfasts or lunches or even dinners. There's holiday shopping, all of those things that we all deal with, you know, particularly this time of year with the Christmas and New Year's holidays. They just, you know, they weigh on people's minds, and they typically force people to be in and out of the offices a little bit more.
Is the result more cost for companies that have to deal with this lost productivity?
I don't know that you know, we could really put it, you know, in any detail as it relates to cost, but if people are less productive, then yeah, you're not getting what you typically get from a return on their work, and obviously they're still being compensated in the same way. So you could say that. I think also, you know, a lot of companies offer time off packages that are already factored into the costs, their costs. So with time off increasing around this time, you know, it may not have a huge impact on really a specific cost, so to speak.
34%, one-third, said there's a drop in productivity. But is this a little bit of progress? I was reading in one of your previous surveys 5 years ago, 44% of executives cited pre-holiday productivity declines. Is this a little progress? Are we getting better with this?
Well, I think it's probably, you know, some progress, but I also think it's largely economic as well. Many staffs are very lean right now, as firms still kind of battle with the tough recession that we've just gone through. So I think that's one thing. And then secondly, I think you have folks who are, you know, looking to always do whatever little bit extra they can to increase their value to their organizations and you know, hope that it pays off with, you know, them being less expendable to the organizations if you know, organizations were to get to a point where they were cutting again.
What would you tell managers and employees that want to turn this trend around and boost productivity around the holidays?
I mean, I would encourage a few things. You know, one is this probably isn't the greatest time of year to have any big projects with major deadlines on the plate unless they're absolutely necessary. I think secondly, encourage your staff and managers themselves to make sure that they're updating their out-of-office email replies, as well as voicemails, referring any folks that may be trying to get in touch with them to coworkers of theirs who will be in the office. I think, you know, encouraging folks to hand off some tasks that are time sensitive to coworkers who can handle that task if somebody's going to be out, and then return that favor when the other person is potentially out. I think those are just some of the things, and I would also say that if necessary, if you're running a very lean staff and much of that staff is taking time around the holidays, bringing in interim staff or temporary staff can be a huge value added this time of year.
How can staff members approach their managers about taking time off around the holidays?
Well, I think the thing to do is to encourage it. Everybody works really, really hard all year, and this is a time of year where everybody's really looking for a little bit of a break and a little bit of extra time with family and friends, and I don't think it would ever pay off for a particular manager or for an organization to not encourage that. I think the way to approach them is encourage them to take advantage of the time off they have during these holidays, but speak with them about the items I just mentioned to make sure they have a plan in place to ensure that productivity doesn't drop significantly or deadlines get missed and that sort of thing.
You mentioned rescheduling project deadlines or maybe not scheduling deadlines at all for somewhere around the holidays. How would you tell managers to prioritize those projects when they're planning?
Well, I think, you know, only an individual manager really knows what the priority, you know, level is of different projects. But I guess what I would say is start early, meaning months or you know, even a few months ahead looking at what the staff levels and holiday time off requests are of your staff, and then from there take a look at what projects are absolutely priority for that particular time frame. It's interesting, especially with the holiday time of year. You know, for many organizations, it's year end, which typically makes it one of the busiest times of year in addition to the holidays. So I think it's about managers really planning and making sure that they're requiring their staff to make time off requests early to help with that planning. And then again, just looking at projects or initiatives or items that have deadlines for year end and making sure you remove anything that isn't absolutely necessary.